This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. 10 years ago, while enjoying a night out on the town, Kathy and I discovered an amazing new talent, Kat Parsons. Her voice and sense of humor captivated us. We've been fans ever since and have watched her career absolutely explode.
Over the years, at various concert venues, an amazing boomer musician would join Kat on stage. They would perform to the delight of their audiences. Who is she? It's Kat's mom, Julie Parsons. Julie is a professional musician in her own right, and they both join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Welcome, ladies. We're so glad you're with us.
We're so glad to be here.
We certainly are.
Well, Julie, both you and your husband are professional musicians. You sing and play the piano, and your husband is also an opera singer. I mean, for Pete's sake, so we're lucky we can play the radio. How did you meet? Tell us quickly.
Well, I met my husband at Northwestern University, where I was getting my undergraduate degree in music and voice. And he was a graduate student, and actually he taught me voice in my senior year. He was my teacher, and I got an A+.
Oh, I bet you did.
That year, in my voice lessons.
Is that legal? I don't know.
That's right. Maybe we shouldn't ask.
Okay, yes. Well, then Kat happened along, and we understand she had a first gig rather early at the age of 5. Is that true?
That is true. My mom was playing at a hotel and invited me onto the bench. She did not have to coax me. It took about 30 seconds for me to arrive and about 5 minutes for her to get me to leave the bench. But yeah, I sang a song and she let me keep all the tips, and someone gave a $20 bill, and I was just like, thrilled.
Wow.
I mean, that was exciting.
That's a lot of money.
At 5 years old, that's insane.
You sang Somewhere Out There. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah,
and you were in a little striped pinafore. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. Oh.
I just remember the $20.
Oh, gosh. I think you were.
And the applause.
Yes, the applause. That's what you like.
So is that when you really got the bug, so to speak?
You know, I don't know. I think it's kind of, I partially think it's genetic, that I just love music so much. It's so much a part of who I am. And I think that's because it's always been in the house. My grandparents, my mom's dad and mom love music. My dad's parents were in a band. My dad's sisters are choir conductors. My mom's sisters were singers and dancers. So it's just kind of been very natural for to have that it's just been around in the house. I mean, we harmonize to the clock chime in our house.
We are in for a big treat. You are both going to sing for us, and tell us about the particular song you're going to sing.
The song we're going to sing is called Harder Than It Is, and I always like to introduce this song. You know, my mom is now a social worker, is in psychotherapy, and so she's been what I call therapizing us our whole lives, which fits with the artist, you know, the artist and the emotions. And so she wrote me this email with the lyrical idea for this song, and I turned it into the song that we're going to sing.
Why do you have to make it harder than it is? Baby, just let you might learn things you never know. 'Cause you got your eyes closed, and you've been working this old man, been rubbing raw.
What is it like to perform with your mom, Kat?
It's wonderful. You know, I feel so supported and encouraged by her. And having someone else who kind of knows me so well and can tell when, I mean, I don't know if other people have this experience, but when I look at my mom, I know what she's thinking. And when she looks at me, she knows what I'm thinking. There's no hiding anything from my mom. And so on stage, to have that kind of support for someone who knows you so well, who can tell how you're feeling about something, is really wonderful.
Or if she needs to chime in and help you out, or whatever pick you up.
Yeah. Well, you know the looks, too. Nothing's like a mother's look that you just know. Well, do you all ever worry that the audience will actually prefer one of you over the other? I mean, are they just charmed by you both, which I think is the case.
Kat is such a wonderful, of course, this is the mother talking, but she's such a wonderful singer and such a funny storyteller that I just feel like I'm sort of the support person, and if I can provide accompaniment and some background vocals, she just takes the show away. So for me, it's just a pleasure because I get the easy part and she does the hard part.
And so then, of course, I don't think of it that way. I think of it as, I mean, I'm really lucky because there's not competition between us. There's a lot of love and support, and we both want each other to do so well on different things. And we're both so self-critical. So she'll say, oh, I sounded terrible in this. Mom, you did not. You sounded wonderful. What are you talking about? And then I'll say, but man, that story really bombed. And she'll be like, I thought it was funny.
Exactly.
It's all perspective, right?
Exactly.
Right? Actually, we do quite a bit of that, you know, between the two of us as well. Well, Julie and Kat Parsons, mother-daughter singer-songwriters, you both are really amazing and a great inspiration to us babes. Thanks so much for sharing your great story and singing for us. We hope to see you on tour.
Thank you.
Why do you have to make it harder than it is?
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.